Blog Talk Radio.
I can't hear you, Jamie. I might have to reestablish, hang up and reestablish. I can hear you that you unmuted me, but I can't hear you, Jamie. But you probably hear me, I can't hear you, so you probably hang up and reestablish. So, go Cowboys, go Houston, go Seattle, go Green Bay, and go Steelers. And have a good show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Call back. He said reestablish.
Yeah, maybe it's a great idea so the people can hear.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear you. Is he going to call back? Try it again?
No, it could be the same thing.
No, it won't. I got rid of it.
I don't know.
I got rid of the splitter idea.
Well.
Oh, the first caller said he couldn't hear him good.
Maybe it's just a thing with Blog Talk.
No, it's a splitter. I could have told him to hold on. I would have fixed it in a sec.
There's no point.
There's a point. He's calling in for Mini.
He's got to wait today. We'll talk to him next week while this is.
What's he want the Seahawks for?
We did a skip this.
Why do you want the Seahawks, though? Do you know?
I don't know. That's three picks. We did a skip this.
Sixers tough loss in Beantown. Flyers on bad skid. Bird season ends with win over boys and a lot of disputes as to how close they are actually. That's horrible. I got to fix that. Nova's win streak finally ends at 20. NFL playoffs begin today. Who has the edge? NCAA Championship Monday night, rooting against Saban and the boys. Lots of topics on the board. Please join the New Year's fun. Let me see if I can edit this. Yes.
Why are you rooting against Saban when you cannot root against Saban as the team?
Because he's a jerk. Okay?
Well, that's why.
Can I say that?
That's my team, and they're going to win their fifth championship a year.
Why is that your team?
Make everyone feel bad. When they dismantle.
Why is that your team?
They dismantle Clemson.
Yeah, I was really enjoying that. I could hear us good. It's splitting.
Well.
Ah.
I didn't even care.
I should have just pulled it as soon as he said he couldn't hear.
Why
I forgot how easy it is.
The million.
I said to ask him if it's low, but you were just staring at the screen like, oh, like a deer petrified in lights.
Maybe it's his telephone.
His phone?
Yeah.
Come on.
Could be.
Come on, really? Come on.
Phone's getting messed up.
All right, let's see if this is any better.
Let's go there. I'll put it right there. Dog is on you. Hello, so how are you doing?
Very good there. Happy New Year, man. How's it going, guys?
Yes, happy New Year.
Ask him if he can hear you. I'm going to switch it.
So, my dream I'm kind of like, you know, Martin Luther King once gave a famous speech and he said, I have a dream.
Yes, what is your dream?
But I have a dream too, although not as noble as his dream was. But my dream is to go 11-0 in the NFL playoffs, picking games.
I've never done it,
I don't think.
But you think you're the only way to do it? You think you're the only way to do it?
We'll see. We'll see. What do you like today? What do you like? Your thoughts.
I like Texas and Seahawks today. I know a lot of people are on the Raiders, but not me. I went to Texas. I think it'll be a good game, but I went to Texas.
You know what? I think I'm with you on both of those picks. Although, I don't know. If Carolina stays above three, I think that maybe the Raiders, you know, if they pound the ball out, it could be like a low-scoring, close game. But, yeah, I think you're right.
It's to consistently pound the ball well. I just don't have enough confidence in their running game or their quarterback. So I'll roll with the Texans.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame about the Raiders, man. They were fun to watch with Carr. Now it's kind of like...
Yeah, I'd be absolutely devastated. But it's the worst thing that could possibly happen as a fan. Lose any chance at not.
Yeah. All right, tell him we're going to do a sound check.
He wants to put the splitter back, so you're not going to be able to hear him.
One second, ask him if you can.
Just hear him a bit.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
All right,
hold on. I think it's the Texas Seahawks. I think Miami has a bit. I don't know about that first game out tomorrow because I think that 10 points is a big amount of points, but that's tough to know. What do you think of that game, Miami?
What do you think about the Giants Green Bay game? Seems like everyone in the world loves Green Bay here, and I don't know if that line stays at like 4.5. I don't know. I might consider taking the Giants.
I don't know. I think you should get around Green Bay, even though the Giants and I want the Giants to go far. They've been playing great, and they're a fun team to watch. I really just think Green Bay has figured out something that will be tough to beat. So I would lean towards the Packers, but you would really have to go back and forth because that could go either way.
It makes me nervous when everyone likes the same team. Like, that's always a red flag to me because it never seems to work out that way.
No, it doesn't. You're absolutely right about that, but you can't deny how good the Packers have been playing for the last 6 weeks.
Now you're right. They've been lights out. Real quick before I go, what do you think of you think Embiid makes the All-Star team? Or no?
I think it'll be Clem. He's making a good push, but I don't think he'll make it.
You see that dunk he had at the end of last night?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's scary. He still doesn't even really know what he's doing yet. That's what's scary about it.
No,
he really doesn't know what he's doing.
He has not even played like 200 full games of basketball in his life.
The guy's insane. Like, keep him on the floor, man. That guy's franchise center.
That's the insane thing to think about. How little he has played. Yeah, he's got it. So that. Thank you, Seth.
No.
All right.
Nobody on the line. Stay with
him. Contribution. What? Give it.
What are you doing?
Give it.
Put that back on. What are you doing?
You kicked him out?
Yeah.
Why? Look, empty board. That's a sad.
You know
Sad.
Man, you better do something to fix it, like get some peace. All right. You see that I care about this call a lot. Say, get some peace on you. Get this clear. No, don't take it anymore.
You just said, get me. You know, you're talking out both sides of your mouth.
Okay, City Martin. I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, no. Okay, people.
Yeah.
I'll get Jay Wright on the line.
Yeah.
In preparation for today's game. There you go.
Yeah.
Capo's back end.
All right, Capo. Go ahead.
Hey Jamie, how you doing? I couldn't hear you last time.
All right. What's
going on, you guys? Welcome to Wildcard Weekend. What's happening out here in Philadelphia?
Yeah, exciting weekend. Full of good games.
See, all right. Well, we got we talked about it on the NFL podcast, the Oakland Raiders and the Houston ones. It could be interesting. I think it's going to be because the ball last got the third quarterback in the facility. I think the best game of the week, if I could go to, would be the Giants and the Packers. That, you know, if you look at that Super Bowl that one year that they beat them with the man crush, should be a pretty good game in Green Bay. So I'm looking forward to that one. So I don't know. I'll take Houston over that one. Seattle should be fun, too, as well.
That is shaping up to be the best game of the week, for sure.
Yep. It's going to be good. It's going to be a rematch. They have a storied tradition there, the Giants. I want to see the Packers do me a favor. I don't want to play Turtle Boy again. We lost to him twice already. I don't want the piranha.
No,
have to,
no more Giants for you guys. You've seen enough of them.
Who's your MVP of the National Football League this year? I'll take the Piranha. I think he's had an unflappable year. He's done a good job. That's my or Maddie, but I would take the, not from a Cowboys fan, but I want to see him get the MVP. And I think the Weasel, your quarterback, is a keeper. I think he reminds you of Troy Aikman. So I think the Eagles are going to be well informed next couple of years. The East is going to be very, very difficult for anybody to do anything.
Yeah, especially if the Redskins take a setback. I think the two you got to think about are Brady or Rodgers. I would guess Brady, but you have to.
Well, here's the thing about Brady, Jamie. He had 4 weeks off to hang out and do a little of nothing at all. I mean,
yeah.
That was helped him out. And he's in a bad division. I'll take Rodgers. He took a team the last 5 weeks, ran the table like he said. I get Tommy Brady, Hall of Famer, but I want someone that's done something the whole season long and worked hard. Kind of like being the employee of the year and you're a part-time boy.
I don't know how the Birds will feel about 12 games, but I think those are the only two that you could really even consider. So we'll see how it goes.
I understand. Well, Jamie, it's like being a part-time employee of a company and being an employee of the year and you're only looking part-time.
Well, yeah, if you just having a flawless year, we do it. That can't go unnoticed. I will say that. But I get you. You do a valid point.
How your fly boys doing?
Oh, the fly boys! I don't want to. They've on a tremendous year. They won 6 out of 7, and they just kind of crashing the plane a little bit here.
How's your pumpkin ball team doing?
Well, they're fun to watch, that's for sure. They got a lot of excitement around them right now, and it's really fun to watch develop.
I see. All right. Did you have a good holiday in the family, Christmas and New Year's?
Yes, everybody's good, and we enjoy it so much. And we thank you so much for going. Thank you, Calvin.
All right. See you, Jamie. We'll take my call. Bye.
Bye. Really good right here.
You love booting them. You love giving the old hee-haw.
Well,
the heave-ho, the goodbye, the see you later, the sayonara. Get off the show. Your time is up. 2 minutes, you're down. 2 minutes. We got to go. Thanks for calling. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. Right?
Yeah. Well, there's a reason. It's tremendously tough to talk if you left every guy over 20. 20 minutes. You
There's
not,
no other guys.
You wouldn't want to listen.
That's the problem. There's no other guys, so someone's willing to spew
well,
knowledge.
Not like 1,000 people calling to like, there's like 4 out of 5 on the board. But that does not mean if you don't have 6 racks, that means you're not going to have one guy on for 20 minutes.
Whoa, what's this? You sure you want to end the episode? Nobody said that.
I clicked to give it.
Did you? Why?
I want some wild card weekend picks on records.
Alright. Tom, let's get in here. Get these picks going.
You gotta
Boys,
get
let's get all the records, the picks on record.
Tom wants to do picks.
Well, we have to do this. The family, every year, family picks all the games.
Yes. Yeah. Tommy, I think
guys, you want to get on record in here? Come here.
No.
We're picking our games.
It's amazing that they think someone is listening. He's coming.
Young is dad, mom, Jamie, TC, Ryan, Jack. There's 4 games this week. 1, 2, 3. All right, who's the first game?
Raiders, Texans.
Come here. Raiders, Texans is the very first game?
Yeah.
That seems like a West Coast game. That'll be later, but Raiders, Texans. What's the next game?
Seahawks and Lions.
Seahawks, Lions. That's a good game. Next game?
Dolphins and Steelers, of course.
Dolphins, Steelers, of course. Next game?
The Giants back.
Giants, oh, that's the game of the week. Wow, I got an easy rooting interest here. That's a good thing about football. I can always have no problem picking a rooting interest in a game and then enjoying it.
Yeah.
You pick your side and you watch and you root. You have a few pops, little snacks. You pick the game. All right. Raiders, Texans. You want to go on record the first game?
No.
You go first? You want me to go first?
You like it.
I got to go Raiders on that. I got to go Raiders. So I'm going R.
It's the Texans.
You want the Texans. All right, we're at odds already. Seahawks, Lions. You go first in this one.
I think it's Seahawks.
Jamie goes Seahawks. Dad also goes Seahawks. Where's that at, by the way? Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, forget about it. Uncle Chris on the line. Should we go our last 2 games or go out to Chris?
Yeah,
that's good. I'll go CHR. Maybe get a Nerdwood snowball update.
Chris Cavetti is live. Welcome. Hello?
No, I didn't know I went live. That Seahawks game is in Seattle, and they installed seismic monitors to see how much the stadium's going to shake the earth.
They did.
And they start cheering.
I see that. So you can actually see how much shaking we're going to do.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. So they're going to create a level something earthquake in that stadium.
Yeah.
Should be quite entertaining.
What level they could go to.
That's right. Now, as for a snowball update, we have the Norwood Varsity Boys versus the St. Phillips Varsity Boys tonight in a heated battle for the semis to get into the championship game. And then we also have St. Phillips Girls playing the Norwood Varsity Girls, also in a semi game. That one will be a slaughtering, a absolute just mass chaos of beating. The St. Phillips girls will hand out a beating like you've never seen before.
Yeah.
As for the boys, So two of the Norwood kids can dunk. Did not see it in the game, but, man, do they get up for their rebounds. So I'm curious to see how they handle the St. Phillips boys.
Yeah.
They handled SCH quite well yesterday.
Yesterday, but we'll see what he can do. Again, two dunkers, so we got two entertaining games of ball action.
All right, what do we got?
I don't know what we got.
Yeah, you were saying I had two entertaining games. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Those two will be entertaining games.
Yeah.
And as for that Oakland-Texans game, man, I want Oakland to win so bad, but it's just, I don't know if they could do it without Carr.
No, it's too hard. They are dejected. I don't know how you even install a game plan for a first rookie starting his first game in a playoff. I just think there's too many obstacles. I would love to see them win, but I don't think they're going to do it.
Man, it was fun watching them be good again. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, they had a fun year. I think they'll be good again if they can get everyone back. I think they could go on a big run for a lot of years, hopefully.
Well, they're young. They should be fine with it.
Yeah, they got Cooper and the young running back, so I think they'll be there for a lot of years.
What do we got today, a 4 o'clock game and an 8 o'clock game?
Yeah, 4:30 and like 8:15 game. That's what we got.
And then we roll them out. 1-4.
We got 105 and 440 tomorrow. That's what we got.
Right. All right. Good stuff. What else is going on over there? Anything? I heard it's snowing out pretty hard. I can't see it.
It seems to be going pretty hard for the minute. I'm sure it'll be gone in a, it's supposed to be gone pretty quick, but it is pretty sizable right now. All right. Snowball is the best. Enjoy it.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Throw that. Make it snow all day. Let's go.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, all right. I'm up now. Dolphins.
You don't
want
to do spread. It's a 10-point spread.
No, we're not doing spread. Don't even tell us. Don't even tell us.
10 points.
Dolphins, Steelers. I'm going to go Steelers on this one. How about you?
I think you got to get Steelers, but that's a big number if we're going to do it. But I said the Dolphins are going to keep it close, but the Steelers have too much firepower.
All right, Giants-Packers.
It's been really enjoyable to see the Giants tomorrow. What Packers have been able to do, playing for play, defense, playing the right way, not turning the ball over. So I think it'll be close, but I just think I think the Giants they want it takes to win, and I think that actually the memories that cracked. I think it's Giants, and I think they really want to keep it going.
I think you're nuts. I don't. What the only reason you like the stupid Giants is because of Princesa? I'm like, what?
No.
Who cares about the Giants?
Did I
throw it off you? We gotta hate the Giants. I can hear an affinity in your voice.
Did I say that?
I can hear an affinity. Oh, you enjoyed watching. There's nothing enjoyable about that team. You can't stand Eli. There's nothing enjoyable about that squad.
Okay.
I hate
the team. Still Giants football.
Oh my God.
Giants take completely.
Bark City, boy.
Bob Papa Carbide. That's what we roll. There we go.
Matt, you're rolling with your heart there. I don't know. In Green Bay, they're going to come out and do this, right?
He's done it before. Don't forget the two other times that he did it before. No, I think the Pack will win. But.
Whoa. Now you're switching?
No, I think the Pack will win.
Okay. So you want to switch it?
Yeah. But. I think honestly,
well, he was going to say that, and then he changed it midway through. He got himself all stoked up on emotions and heart and went through with the Giants. All right, Tom, you want to go on record these 4 games? Raiders-Texans. Texans it is. You and Jane, not Dad. Seahawks-Lions. Seahawks sweep there. Dolphins-Steelers. Steelers sweep there. Giants, Packers. Packers sweep there. Boys, come on in for your picks for the football, Mom. Let's go on record. Raiders, Texans. Who?
Raiders.
Raiders. The adults are going with the Raiders. Seahawks, Lions. She says Seahawks. We're sweeping there. Dolphins, Steelers. Steelers are sweeping. Giants, Packers. Who? She's going Giants. All right, let's go, Rye. Who is this behind me? That's not Jack. Who's up here? Ryan?
Yeah.
Ready? Raiders, Texans.
Raiders.
Seahawks, Lions. The Lions. Dolphins, Steelers. The Dolphins. The Giants and Packers. Who do you like there? It's in Green Bay. I should be telling you where all these games are, but I guess
Giants.
I don't care. Giants.
I'm the only one who does that.
You do crazy stuff. Jackie, Raiders and Texans. Raiders. Seahawks versus Lions. Seahawks. Dolphins and Steelers. Steelers. Giants and Packers. All right.
If I win these two, what happens?
Well, there's four games this week, four games the next week, two games, one game. There's a lot of games, remember? But we do this every year. That's never lost. I win every single year. They're out. The reigning champs.
Wait, Patriots are out too?
No, they get a bye this week.
All right, you've had your fun. We're done. Bye.
Kalimbo out.